This afternoon, House Republicans held a hearing about impeaching President Biden as the clock ticked down towards a likely government shutdown. Meanwhile, the president was in Phoenix giving a speech about democracy.
Democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up or condemn the threats to democracy.
It was the latest in a series of remarks that the president has delivered about the threats to democracy and the need to be vigilant in safeguarding it. We're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Hey, Asma.
Hi there, Elsa.
So let's talk about the timing of this speech. I mean, with everything going on in Washington, why talk about democracy now?
Well, Elsa, it seemed to me that Biden was trying to create a clear contrast with House Republicans who, as you mentioned, cannot agree on how to fund the government. And then some of them spent today, in fact, trying to impeach the president.
Right.
He also seemed to be trying to create a contrast with some of the Republicans who are trying to unseat him for the job. They met last night in California for a Republican presidential debate. The frontrunner, Donald Trump, of course, was not there. But for all the other Republican hopefuls, they've really been struggling with how to take on Donald Trump. And Biden's message today was that silence itself can be complicity. He called out Trump by name and the so-called MAGA movement, which he said was a threat to the brick and mortar of the country, to, in fact, the country's very character.
The MAGA extremists across the country have made it clear where they stand. So the challenge for the rest of America, for the majority of Americans, is to make clear where we stand. Do we still believe in the Constitution?
You know, in a lot of ways, this speech sounded like a call to action for Americans.
A call to action. But Asma, isn't this like the fourth democracy speech that President Biden has delivered? Like, why does he keep returning to this issue?
I'd say there's two major reasons. One is that fundamentally, Biden says he ran for president in 2020 to restore the soul of the nation. The second reason is that Biden is now running for re-election and his campaign intends to use this message of saving democracy as a major theme in Biden's re-election bid. He called out, you know, Trump by name today. He singled his former predecessor, I should say, to him in the White House by name. He singled out his attempt to consolidate power and basically warned that Trump would be a threat to the nation's character. And this threat to democracy message was successful for Democrats in the most recent midterms. There is a sense that it will be even more successful potentially with Trump on the other side as they head into 2024. And Elsa, I also want to contextualize this. This all comes as the president has been struggling with low approval ratings. Voters have concerns about his age. That seems to be dragging Biden's popularity down. His message on the economy does not seem to resonate with voters, but this message about saving democracy, it does seem to resonate.
What about the location, Arizona? Obviously, it's a swing state. For years, one of its senators was the late John McCain. Why do you think Biden chose Arizona as the location for this speech today?
Well, Biden, I will say, won the state of Arizona. Of course, it is a critical, important battleground state. Biden won it in 2020, but just by about 10,000 votes. Obviously important as you head into an election year.
Right.
But I think this was also personal for the president. He was there reminding Americans that there was a time when Republicans and Democrats like he and John McCain could go about and disagree on issues but still prioritize the Constitution. And you heard Biden today chide Republicans for not being willing to stand up to Trump the way that John McCain did. He praised his former friend as a man who put his country first, and he called on other Americans to do the same.
That is NPR's Asma Khalid. Thank you, Asma.
My pleasure.